Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Still.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
We're back. It's Chat with Stu Mack. Stuart McMillan, good morning.
Hey, are you ready for some amazing facts?
This is part two, isn't it, of the Dictionary of misinformation. It's not the Studic. That's not, misinformation,
that's,
too.
That's totally something else.
This is something
that's another
else.
Thing. We'll talk about that another time. Amazing facts to astonish your friends and annoy your enemies. It's the Dictionary of Misinformation.
And it's from the 1970s.
It's from the 70s. Not new. So, you know, they don't really update these things.
Right.
They just kind of...
So the misinformation that you're getting correct, it could be incorrect, but we're going to do our best
we shall
on the fly.
See. We shall see. Well, we're going to be talking about things kind of like this. Sir Lancelot never even saw the Round Table.
No.
Nope. India Inc. comes from China, and Joan of Arc wasn't from France. Let's start with Lancelot.
Okay.
Sir Lancelot, the one knight of the Round Table everyone knows is not, as a matter of fact, a member of the original cast at all. There's no trace of Lancelot or anyone like him in the original British Legends of Arthur and his famous group. No one really knows how Lancelot made his way into the cycle of stories. He shows up first, though, in the 12th century French manuscripts as a hero of a series of some random adventures, none of them, however, involving anybody like Guinevere. As the cycle grew in popularity during the Middle Ages, Lancelot appears simply to have moved in and taken over. So,
as we've talked about these, sometimes I've been thinking, do I care? That's one thing.
Not really.
But also, do I really want to know the truth about this? You know, the story that's been told over your whole life.
It's a legend.
Do you want it to
Let
be?
It be.
Yeah, I know.
Let it go.
Well, we're the ones not letting it go because we're talking about this book.
That's true. All right, let's go to India Inc. It's not from India. It's from China.
Well, yeah, everything is.
China. And really ought
to. Is that your Trump impression?
That was my Donald Trump China. Impression. China has India Inc. Who knew? Must tariff that. And really ought to be called China Inc. I can't. I'm sorry.
You can't help yourself. Once you get started doing impressions, you can't stop. I mean, I know the feeling.
As a matter of fact.
If you're good at them, it's hard to stop.
It really is. It's like Jay's potato chips. As a matter of fact, that's what it's called in France. They actually call it China Inc. So the French, you know, they've got the manuscripts for Lancelot. They call India Inc. China Inc. You know, the French, maybe they got it going on. Maybe they wrote this book.
However, Joan of Arc is not from France.
And speaking of, let's go to page 141, shall we? That's only a couple clicks over. Joan of Arc, she was not French. Her birthplace was Domremy? Domremy? Domremy.
Where is that?
have no idea. She was part of the independent Which one is it?
Not the first one.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Studic.
Oh, it's in the Dutchie.
Dutchie. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking for. Which in turn was a part of Lorraine. I'm reading words, and I don't.
That is in France.
And Lorraine did not itself join the soon-to-be-toppled Kingdom of France until 1776.
There you go, see?
Nor did Joan think of herself as French. In this one book that I'm not going to pronounce, it's put in this certain book, The French Portrait of People, 1969, she said the archangel Michael told her, go to France if you must. Sure, why the angel sounds British. If that's even a good British accent, I've
It's not.
Thank you. Nor was she quite the poor peasant girl of legend. Her father, though a farming stock, was prosperous enough to be a co-renter of a chateau and was Domremy's leading citizen. So Domremy, it's got an emphasis on the E, so you look it up. It's Domremy. But it was not until the 19th century that, with a large boost from Napoleon, the cult of Joan really emerged. Yeah, I know.
A large boost from Napoleon. That's funny.
That can't even happen. How is that even possible? He had to have a ladder to tell everybody about this. And it was not until the 20th century that she was made a saint. So there you go. If you got through with that with me, congratulations. If you're still tuning into the 1120 1041 FM dial right now, you deserve the gold star.
Congratulations.
Wow. We're so French today on this segment.
Well, good job, Stu. Thanks for finding that book, The Dictionary of Misinformation. These days, it's all fake news and misinformation, but this was from
the
70s.
Fake news, misinformation. Tom Burnham, he was the man who wrote this book. Goodbye. See you later. I'll be back next week.
The funny thing is you actually do the hands, too.
You have to do the hands. I'm playing an accordion right now. And you have to tilt your head sideways to do this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.